I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room.
I played great. I played smart, played conservative, but conservatively aggressive.
There was nothing conservative about American Justin Thomas forging a four-shot winning margin at the Bridgestone Invitational Golf Tournament in Akron, Ohio.
When we had scoring clubs in our hands, we tried to get it within 10, 15 feet, and I felt we did so. Didn't really make anything today, but I didn't need to. You know, I just needed to continue to make pars, try to sprinkle in a couple birdies, and I thought we did a great job out there today.
Thomas has been so close to hoisting the trophy in other events this season.
Yeah, I've been knocking at the door all year. You know, I came very close in Mexico and then again in match play. So I'd like to have some better finishes in the majors, but, you know, this is as close as it gets in terms of that. So I'm very pleased with how well I've played these events in such great fields. And to kind of cap it off, you know, this year's WGC run with a win here in Akron going into the PGA feels nice.
American Kyle Stanley came the closest to catching Thomas.
Yeah, it was a good week. I hit it really well. Drove the ball great, which is something you definitely got to do on a course like this. So yeah, tee to green, I thought I was really solid.
Stanley hopes his runner-up performance will help him in the next event, the PGA Championship, the last of the four majors this year.
It's obviously nice to be in good form going into a major. I don't know much about that golf course. But we'll kind of ease into the week preparation-wise and spend a little bit more time on the greens than normal. And, everything feels good.
And he would like to play more European Tour events.
I love traveling. I'd love to play over there a little bit more than I have. Aside from British Opens, I played the Scandinavian Masters in 2009 in Malmo, and that was a lot of fun. So, yeah, maybe we'll sprinkle in an event here or there. It's probably something I'd like to do.
The win pushed Thomas up one position to number two in the world rankings, as his 15-under-par score was five shots better than the top-ranked golfer, American Dustin Johnson.
Yeah, the first 10 holes were pretty good today. Anytime you can birdie seven out of the first 10, you're doing something pretty well.
This is one of the longest running tournaments on the same course that has challenged players for decades, which Johnson appreciates.
I like the golf course. I think it's great. It's, obviously it's been here for a long time, and it's one of our favorite stops, especially, the course is fantastic.
Thorbjørn Olesen of Denmark tied with Johnson at 10 under par and is now upbeat, heading into the PGA Championship.
I feel a lot better after today. Thursday I struggled, and today I felt a lot more comfortable, and hopefully I can keep that going into next week.
In Myanmar, the most popular sport is football. But baseball, which is America's national pastime, has carved a small niche for itself thanks to a man from Japan. This is where the game of baseball is literally a small grassroots movement. The infield of an old horse track is now the home field of the Myanmar national baseball team. The club is a collection of part-time players with day jobs. They include maintenance workers, a teacher, a cook, and a taxi driver named Jo Thuyatun. He's 33 years old, married with two daughters.
I drive the car to work for my family, and I play baseball because I love it.
Toro Iwasaki of Japan, the founder of a local private primary school, started the team 18 years ago. The program gets very little financial support from the National Sports Ministry and depends mostly on money from Coach Iwasaki's own pocket to stay afloat.
Surely, I like baseball. I like the baseball, and I'd like to introduce baseball in this country, spread more. This is my passion.
Play ball!
On a cloudy afternoon, the Myanmar national team took on a ragtag squad of expatriates from the United States and Japan.
I like coming out with the guys and the camaraderie that comes out of it.
Mick Amundsen-Giesel grew up in America and works as a guidance counselor at an international school in Yangon. But he's competing against the Myanmar national team, a team that he occasionally practices with.
It's definitely an American game, but it certainly has Asian aspects here. Like the language that they use and the cheers that they do.
you get a sense of baseball's popularity or lack of it in Myanmar by looking at the number of people in the stands. The team prepared a printout explaining the basic rules of the game in the local Burmese language to help fans understand it. Few people are familiar with baseball in Myanmar, where football, also known as soccer, is still king. But taxi driver Jaw Thuyatun has learned to love the game.
People don't even know what this uniform is for. In other countries, people know this is a baseball uniform. But here, it's hard to explain what baseball is about.
For now, baseball is likely to remain a fringe sport in Myanmar. But this team is making its own contribution, promoting America's national pastime. A 102-year-old woman from New York who set a world record as a runner just 7 years ago has published a memoir documenting the achievements and tribulations of her challenging life. Ida Keeling's newly published book is titled Can't Nothing Bring Me Down. Keeling began running in her late 60s. At the age of 95, she set the world record for her age group in the 60-meter race. She is also the first woman in history to complete a 100-meter race at the age of 100. What could have brought her down was the death of her two sons within a year of each other.
After they passed away, I just couldn't get over both of them. So I felt like I was going down. I'm already short. I'm getting shorter. I'm getting meaner, and I don't want to talk to nobody. Something went wrong, and I blamed myself.
Neeling says she took up running at her daughter's suggestion.
I went with this run, but while I was running, I was feeling my strength, and I was feeling like I was coming up out of a hole, and I just kept on going.
Despite arthritis in her fingers and knees, the 102-year-old starts every morning with stretching and some exercise, including push-ups. She encourages other people to stay physically active, regardless of age.
Get up and get around. Don't sit around doing nothing. Get up and do something. Sometimes you got things that, well, I don't like to do this. Get up and do it and get rid of it. And look, see how different you feel. It's a big thing.
The number of people who live to be 100 is relatively small, but growing. The 2010 census recorded 53,000 centenarians living in the United States, 20,000 more than in 1980. Scientists say good genes are important, but that a healthy lifestyle and exercise contribute to longevity. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.